said, welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show, 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM Neshaw. My guest is Robert Miranda of Freshwater for Life Flat. You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You know, Robert, so 70, that's just talking about Milwaukee for a moment. The chances of fixing 77,000 lines, I was just checking. They said thus far in Milwaukee this year, they've repaired 222. That seems almost an improbable task, man.
Well, it's improbable because it's not a priority with this administration, the former administration of Barrett, and the current administration, acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson. They're not looking to do the right thing here. They have never been looking to do the right thing. They know this is a matter that needs to be dealt with effectively. If you look at the Milwaukee Water Works webpage, you'll see that about 4 years ago, they committed to a goal of at least removing 1,000 pipes a year, 1,000 pipes a year, which, you know, math shows it take about 70 years to remove it at that pace. Well, since they made that goal, in the last 5 years, they only reached that goal one time, just one time. And then you compare what Newark did in 2 years to what Milwaukee did in 5 years, you can see that the political will here in Milwaukee is not there because the politicians are not wanting to do the right thing. They're not looking to move resolutions and ordinances and push the administration to rid our community of this toxic.
So Robert, let me play the devil's advocate for a second. Could it be that in Newark, the state was more willing and provided more resources than what we what's happening here in the city of Milwaukee?
Well, yes. I mean, what the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, did was he took off his jacket, rolled up his sleeves, unloosened his tie, and started working with the government that he needed to work with. He needed to work with the county over there. He needed to work with the state. He didn't wait for the federal government to come in and say, here's the cash, go do what you got to do. No, he did what he had to do. He worked. He worked. And that's the problem with most of these politicians today. They're too used to just going in their office, putting their feet on their desk, sipping on their coffee, and reading the day's newspaper. They don't want to work. They don't want to do the kind of work that is required to get the task that needs to be done. And so, you don't get a chance to go home at 4 or 5 o'clock every day if you got to really do some work. You don't get a chance to meet your buddies after work for a nice big dinner at a nice reasonable time if you really got to do some work, you know. So the problem is that we have too many elected officials that create other nonsense issues. But when it comes to issues that really affect the people, that the people need to have addressed for help, for jobs, for things that really matter, that kind of effort requires work. We got
you bring to mind, we're talking about the mayor, but the mayor's not a king. There's a common council who also plays a role in this. They certainly can make some things happen. What's been happening with them?
Well, and exactly right. There is a common council. And that common council has all the information we have. They even have information that was supplied to them by the Public Health Foundation. The Public Health Foundation conducted an independent audit of the Milwaukee Health Department and looked at the Milwaukee-led program. And that audit was released in March of 2020. The audit found that after the collapse of the Milwaukee Health Department, remember when Bevin Baker had to resign,
right,
and all that stuff was exposed about 3 years of not dealing with the issues and addressing the lead poisoning of families for over 3 years. The mayor then, at the time, Barrett, said, we're going to bring in Commissioner Jeanette Kowalik. Remember that? He brought her in.
Yeah, you know I remember that, right.
And when she got in, then the mayor said, we changed all the rules, we changed the reforms, we did the overhaul. Everything was fine. Everything is back to normal. We're going to make this happen. Well, you know, the audit comes in from the Public Health Foundation in March 2020, and the audit was, I mean, if people get a chance to read that audit, you'll see that everything that the mayor told the city of Milwaukee at the time was all a lie. The foundation found that a lot of the so-called policy changes, reforms, overhauling of the department never took place. Nothing took place. And not only that, the audit also found that the data that the city of Milwaukee was working on to espouse this notion that, oh, lead and water is not the real issue, lead and paint is the issue, the audit found that, you know, the data they're working on is insufficient. And so, you know, the Common Council knows all this. But rather than act in a more aggressive manner to move to protect the community, they're more inclined to settle down and just let this go and hopefully people forget about it and it goes under the rug and nobody pays attention to it anymore. And, you know, they're back to filling their faces with cream puffs.
So, you know. you know, Robert, it's not funny, because if you look at what's happening with the young boys and the stolen cars,
right,
and you tie that back to lead water and all of those things, you know there's something not right with young boys of that age doing what they're doing, and yet we're all focused on the cars and the fact that they're still in these cars, but nobody's saying what happened and why are they so fixed on those things.
And they're being told by brain doctors, by neurosurgeons, everybody, lead affects the brain, and if these kids have been affected by lead in their infancy, then their ability to reason, to rationalize, to think logically have been impacted. And it becomes a struggle for them to try to think in a more rational manner on how to address things. And so they all know all this. This is nothing new. It's all there. But the problem is that they don't care because it's poor people, it's poor children, it's poor black children, it's poor brown children. And so let these people kill each other. Let these people harm each other because nobody really cares about this part of America, which if things blow up in Ukraine to a World War III kind of scenario, that part of America is going to be recruited to help fight that war. And they're going to rely more on that part of America than they will on themselves.
You know, Robert, it's an insidious reality that is taking place in our country, and far too many people are not aware of it. And, you know, man, I got to bring you back next week because we haven't even scratched the surface. And I want this listening audience to understand the magnitude of what Robert and Flack and others are talking about. You know, it's easy to say we need more police and law enforcement is the answer, but that's fool's gold when you know the depth of the situation we're talking about.
Right. We're going to keep throwing money at a problem that is never going to go away when we know the root cause of it, and we can deal with that and slowly reduce it rather than just keep throwing money.
Well, Robert, because another, as we speak, another generation is being affected, right?
Exactly. Exactly. This is generational. It keeps going on and on and on until we really address this matter.
Hey, man, listen, I got to go. We got to go. But I'm going to reach out to you. Check your calendar. We're going to do this over and over and over again until people really get the impact of what this is, and then demand that our government, you know, do the right thing by its citizens. Isn't that all you're asking, man?
All we're asking is that the government start focusing on the community to help the quality of life in our neighborhoods. And one of the way to do that is to remove these lead pipes from our water supply.
Hey, Robert, thank you very much, man. We'll be talking. We'll have you back next week. That's Robert Miranda Flat. My next guest is going to be Joe McNally from Virginia. We're going to keep on rolling. 844-967-2789. You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.